This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The majority of Australians have said yes to marriage equality in the National Postal Survey, with 61% voting in favour and 38% voting against. Every state and territory returned a majority yes vote, with the lowest yes vote win in New South Wales and the highest yes win in the Australian Capital Territory. Of the 150 federal electorates, 133 also returned a majority yes vote. The electorates of vocally anti-LGBTI MPs Tony Abbott and Erica Betts were among the biggest supporters of marriage equality in the postal survey. Abbott's electorate of Warringah saw the 10th highest support for marriage equality in the country, and Betts' electorate of Denison showed the highest support in Tasmania. Throughout the postal survey process, Abbott was a vocal no campaigner alongside Betts. Christopher Pine has said he was hacked after his Twitter account liked a tweet depicting explicit gay porn. The original tweet of the video was posted last week, and Pine's verified account liked it in the early hours of the following morning, before he unliked it himself after he woke up. In a tweet, Pine said that somebody must have hacked his account and suggested it could have been done in light of the postal survey. Tony Abbott has seemingly reversed his position on marriage equality since the postal survey results were announced, after backpedaling and attempting to take credit for the win. In an interview following the announcement, Abbott mentioned multiple times that the survey had been his idea. He said, "I put this process in place. I have, in a sense, facilitated the change." A Melbourne-based man has proposed to his partner at a gay water polo game, one day after a yes win was announced for the postal survey on marriage equality. Mark Keevers got down on one knee after the game, while his partner Andrew's teammates got changed into Speedos that bore the letters, "Marry Me." He said that while the proposal wasn't fueled by the postal survey, the yes win was validating and made the occasion all the more special. A family lawyer has offered his services free of charge to help a straight couple who said they would divorce if Australia got marriage equality. Nick and Sarah from Canberra drew attention 2 years ago when they publicly vowed that they would end their 10-year marriage if same-sex marriage became legal. The couple have said they intend to still live together and call each other husband and wife in the eyes of God if they divorce. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Australian comedian Joel Creasy has opened up about his coming out story while presenting the Cricket Australia Sports Personality Award at the GQ Men of the Year ceremony. Creasy entertained the crowd at the Sydney event just hours after Australians voted yes to same-sex marriage. He said when telling his parents he was gay, they responded with, "Cool, we're having pasta for dinner," and Creasy replied, "I don't think you heard me. I'm gay. I can't eat carbs." Australian tennis great Margaret Court has threatened to end her 50-year association with the Liberal Party in the wake of the yes vote prevailing. She told the West Australian that both major parties were leading the nation's moral decline and that anyone who doesn't believe in same-sex marriage no longer has a place in mainstream politics. The electorate in Perth, which contains Court's Church, voted 72% for yes, which was the highest pro-same-sex marriage majority in Western Australia. Court also recently said that the yes vote would signal the end of holidays across the country, but tennis legend Martina Navratilova snapped back on Twitter, saying that gays love parties and might even have two mothers and father's days instead. And finally, the rest of the sporting world showed their support for the equal love vote getting across the line on social media. The AFL reaffirmed their stance and gay former athletes Ian Thorpe and Simon Dunn thanked Australians for proudly supporting marriage equality. Thorpe spoke to ABC News after the result.
"Well, I think because it was such a resounding victory for the Yes campaign, 133 electorates who voted in favour of this, that should spell it out loud and clear to our politicians."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.